This is Dr. Alan Nelson, and this is an introductory to the Christian Legacy in Psychiatry series. I've been interested in the synthesis of faith and practice since high school, and there I met a psychologist, a PhD psychologist, Dr. Richard Neese, who was an early mentor for me. He taught classes at our church as well, and taught many of us how to think through things on our own, and was an important mentor early on. Fast forward several years, I went to medical school and was interested in some type of primary care, but certainly wasn't interested in psychiatry, because my notion at that time was that psychiatrists were kind of odd people who prescribed a lot of drugs and treated the seriously mentally ill and were probably atheistic. During medical school, I married a classmate, Claudia, and she got me interested in the works of Dr. Paul Tournier, a Swiss physician who essentially became a psychiatrist. Later in medical school, I ran across the works of Dr. Bill Wilson at Duke University and was impressed with the clarity and the common sense of his writings. I did an elective as a student with Dr. Wilson back at Duke and decided as a result of that to do a residency in psychiatry. While there, I not only spent time with Dr. Wilson, but also had several important supervisors in my career, Dr. Dan Blazer and Dr. James Carter. Over the last 25 years, I've been involved in different parts of psychiatry, either academic medicine or clinical practice, but I've had the good fortune to meet many people who are involved in this area of faith and practice. I've had so many good mentors in my career. So if I'm not good at what I do, I should be, because of the great mentoring I've had along the way. In 2007, I was at some psychopharmacology meetings in Boston. I rang up a colleague, Dr. Armin Nicolai, and he invited me to lunch. During that lunch, I learned about his journey to psychiatry, what factors influenced him to choose psychiatry, and his work in faith and practice. It was a fascinating conversation, and I remember as I left that building and walked across the street and walked across Harvard Yard, I thought these stories will all die with me unless I do something to record them for posterity. This sat as a good idea in my mind but never came to fruition for at least a year, and then suddenly a good friend and mentor of mine, Dr. Lewis McBurney, a psychiatrist in Marble, Colorado, passed away suddenly, and I realized life is short and things can change quickly, and if something's important, you better get after it. So I hope that these series of interviews will accomplish several purposes. First, I'd like you to feel like you were there, sitting in their home or in their offices, listening over our shoulder to these conversations. I hope they would help you in your interest in spiritual worldview and the clinical practice of medicine or psychiatry. I would be pleased if this encouraged you to take time to mentor. Mentors change the world. So I hope these recorded interviews are encouraging and educational to you. In summary, they all started in the fall of 2007 with a phone call.